Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Putting the finishing touches on 2018. Good to have you here for the conversation on the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us at stevegruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, and of course Instagram. Good to have you along for this conversation on a Monday. Number four on that list from the Associated Press, mass shootings. Mass shootings, they say, is the number four story of 2018 when a Marine combat veteran shot dead 12 people at a country music bar in California in November. It was a grim not-again moment for a lot of us, to say the least. The fifth mass shooting of the year in the U.S. that produced nationwide shock and sorrow. In May, 2 months after the Parkland shooting, 8 students and 2 teachers were killed at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas. In June, a gunman shot dead 5 employees at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. And in October, 11 people were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh during morning services. So all of these things add up to the number 4 spot on the list. Number 3, the Me Too movement, which has claimed many. And have you seen the strange Kevin Spacey video? I mean, this is just weird. He goes into the whole Frank Underwood persona. Goes full on into character. You miss me. You wish I was back. You don't know if I'm guilty. Oh, but you wish I were. You wish I were. Just kind of all kind of creepy and weird. At any rate, the Me Too movement, number 3 on the list, surfaced late in 2017, maintained its momentum throughout the year as many more powerful men were forced to account for past instances of sexual assault and or misconduct. Once revered comedian Bill Cosby sentenced to prison. So was Larry Nassar of Michigan State, as you well know, and USA Gymnastics sports doctor. He was convicted of molesting hundreds. And disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein charged with rape. And then Les Moonves ousted as the top executive at CBS, and the list goes on and on and on. One after the other, dumped and tossed. The number 2 story, and this is where it gets down to, was it the number 1 story, number 2 story? The Russia probe. The Mueller investigation. Throughout 2018, Mueller's team investigated whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia ahead of the 2016 election and whether the president obstructed the investigation. Of course, we found evidence of neither so far. The evidence so far, this is the line from the Associated Press. The evidence so far shows a broad range of Trump associates had Russia-related contacts during the campaign and transition period. Some former Trump aides have been indicted for lying. In a separate case in New York, prosecutors say Trump directed his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to make illegal hush money payments to 2 women in a bid to quash potential sex scandals during the campaign. Again, nothing illegal about that. Happens every day. People try to pay off other people to not talk about their dirty laundry, if you will. The Associated Press apparently jumping to the conclusion that it's illegal hush money. Hush money is paid all the time, perfectly legally. It's unseemly and untoward, but it's not illegal. What's the crime in saying, hey, here's $100, don't talk about the time we hooked up? Where's the crime? Exactly. And the number 1 story of the year, according to Parkland, the Associated Press, is the Parkland story. The Parkland school shooting happening on Valentine's Day. An act of absolute senseless violence by a gunman with a semi-automatic rifle who killed 14 students and 3 staff members at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Previous mass shootings have prompted passionate calls for tighter gun control laws, but this time it did seem different. Then a group of survivors from the school joined allies nationwide, launched the March of Our Lives movement that organized mass walkouts and protests at schools across the country. The movement remains active and has helped energize the broader campaign for tougher gun laws, so says the Associated Press, but really the movement has gone quiet again. But David Hogg did get himself into Harvard. David Hogg got himself into Harvard, one of those students leading that movement, if you will, even though his grades don't support a Harvard acceptance. He got in anyway, based on activism. As far as people that died in this year, Both Barbara Bush and George H.W. Bush died this year. Former First Lady dying earlier this year, April. Then joined by her husband, November 30th. The 41st president died at his home in Houston. His health had been in decline for some time. Also passing away this year, Stan Lee, writer and publisher of comics. Burt Reynolds, the actor. John McCain. Neil Simon. Aretha Franklin. Anthony Bourdain. Strange deal there. Took his own life. Why? Who knows? R. Lee Ermey. You know, the guy from the drill sergeant. Full Metal Jacket. You know who he is. Let's see, who else? David Ogden Stiers from MASH. Stephen Hawking, the scientist and author. Billy Graham was 99 years old when he passed in 2018. And these are just some of the footnotes for the year. And we do this every year because it's an interesting way to look at the year, see how it sizes up, and see how it's going to be remembered in history. Will 2018 be remembered for the Trump investigations? And I believe they will. And I believe that the Trump investigations and the ongoing Mueller investigations and the Trump presidency are the number one story of the year. The Parkland school shooting, a big story, but not number one, not in my estimation. And I will tell you this, much more important than it was given credit for, the Kavanaugh hearings that came in number seven on the AP list. It's the first time there's been a Republican or conservative majority on the nation's high court in my lifetime, and probably yours. Not since 1936 has there been a conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court. Not until Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed by a vote of 50-48. First time. And that, my friends, is a much bigger story than was given credit by the Associated Press. We'll keep an eye on all of these things for you. And you know what? We'll look at your comments at stevegruber.com. I'd like to go to that mailbox and that mailbag. Might do it today with you. 25 after New Year's Eve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.